And this evening, I've brought my wife and my son. I'll get my son to come and testify. Roshan was born. Roshan is a Johorian. He was born, and so and you know, for me, it's a joy because, you know, when he was born, he was going through a real crisis. I think some of you know that he had a congenital kidney problem, went for his first surgery when he was 6 days. Amen. But amidst that, amen, we have just seen the hand of God over his life. I'm going to get Roshan just to come and give testify for a few minutes.
Amen. Good evening, church. It's truly an honor and privilege to be here in this church. And you know, coming to JB, truly it's been a reminder of God's greatest miracle in my life. When I was just born, when I was in my mom's womb, I was a fetus, there was a blockage in my urethra. And truly, it was a tough time for my parents. And I'm just thankful for the prayers that y'all have made for me. And by the sheer grace and mercy of God, I'm here today standing with zero complications. And, you know, there's a 50-50 chance that I won't be here today. And I just want to thank the Lord that we serve a good God, we serve a faithful God, and we serve a miracle-working God. Amen?
I'm asking you to share some more. A great joy, you know, as we went through the whole journey, and of course the church rallied with us. Roshan just finished his mechanical engineering. He's now on the verge, he's praying for his next direction in life. Amen. There's also a full-time call of his life.
Amen.
Huh? Come to JB.
Come to JB.
Come to JB. Yeah. That's an option. It is an option. Okay, but truly, just amazing what God has done over these years. Some of the things, you know, when he was 6 days old, went for surgery. At that point, you know, I just wept. I said, Lord, I'm a pastor. And, you know, and as a pastor, I've seen miracles take place. You know, I've just seen so many things take place. And amidst this, you know, just fighting for the life of my child, 6 days. I was outside, you know, whenever I look at, come to JB, always, this just this memory flashbacks, you know, when I saw the hospital there, you know, we spent quite a bit of time in the general hospital. Okay, we spent quite a bit of time in the general hospital, but amidst that, I remember when I handed over Roshan to the operating theatre nurse, I wept. You know, I went outside, I don't know whether it's still on the first floor, the surgery ward in general hospital, GH, still first floor, right? I went to the window and I wept. I said, Lord, I don't understand. But amidst that, my wife put her hands around me. And amidst that, you know, the Lord gave me a word that, you know, was just amazing how, that, you know, just trust me. And I'm going to raise him up as a man of God. And you know, and over these years, right, just to see the hand of God over his life. You know, he had a worship experience during MCO. And, you know, we didn't kind of told him that some of the things that God had spoken and God had already ministered to him. And so it, you know, just amazing the goodness of God. Amen. And I just want to just thank God for his goodness. And this evening, I'm here to stir you guys up. Amen. And why? Because this is family. And so, you know, I want to stir you guys up. Why? Because, you know, so many times in our life, we are just sitting down and doing nothing. You know, it's time to rise up. Amen. You know, sometimes God will, you know, God wants to speak to each one of us. And, you know, and each one of us has a ministry. And I want to just release this word today and even tomorrow. We're going to speak about the Spirit of God. And of course, this evening, the altar is open. And so we're going to take time to minister to each one of you. Amen. If you've got time, you've got time. Okay, is that okay? Okay, come on. I want you guys just to lift up your hands right now. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to thank you for this evening. Just want to thank you for this privilege that you have given us, God, that even, Lord, just to meet. God, we know, Father God, that indeed, Lord Jesus, you said you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord Jesus, you said, God, that indeed, Lord, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. God, that even this evening, God, we just pray, God, that you will position us. God, that you will position us. All we want in our Christian life is just to be who you called us to be. And Lord, we just pray, Father God, that even this evening, God, there will be such a release of your anointing upon us. God, I come against, Father God, discouragement. I come against disappointments. And Lord, I ask, Father God, I bring it into captivity. In Jesus' name, I bring every thought captive. captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I ask, Father God, that even today, God, that you set us free. God, that indeed, Lord, that each one of us will fulfill our destiny. God, that each one of us will fulfill our calling. God, that each one of us, Father God, that indeed, Lord, we pray for such an anointing upon this place. God, we ask, Father God, that indeed, Lord, that you will reposition us. God, that even, Lord, even whatever challenges that we have gone through, reposition us, Lord, just to do the things that you have called us to do. And also, Father God, that even this evening, God, just experience the power of God. Oh, Jesus, we love you. We love you, Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' name. And all of God's people shout it out. Amen, 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 amen. Again, what a joy just to be here with you all. And I want to say this to each one of you as I look to you eyeball to eyeball. I want to say this to you, Lord. God has brought you at a time such as this, Lord. Amen. God has brought each one of you at a time such as this, Lord. And you and I must understand that. Why? Because, you know, so many times you and I are existing and not impacting. And that's not how it's supposed to be. You know, the early church, they were there to impact. Not just, right, the pastors or the full-time staff or the leadership. Everyone was impacting. And I want to challenge each one of you. God has brought you at a time such as this. Amen. And it is not just, right, special people. God wants to use everyone. Come on, turn to the person next to you and say, you're a minister. Amen. That means, right, you're a minister, not prime minister. Okay, you're a minister and you have a ministry. And what is that ministry? That ministry is to, help me with this, serve. Tell the person next to you, slap them at the back and say, serve. Amen. You're here to serve. Amen. Each one of us. Why? Because that's what church is about. Church is about all of us doing the works of God. Amen. And so God has said, you know, wonderful pastoral team. Of course, my wonderful pastor as well, who's in the U.S. By the way, I still keep in close touch with Pastor Rajan. He is my pastor. He'll always be my pastor. Amen. Okay. And he's one of my, in my decision-making process, he's one of the guys there that has got to go pass through him first. Amen. But I want to challenge each one of us. So God has brought you at a time such as this, each one of us. And so don't, right, sit back and, you know, just allow, right, circumstances to take hold of you. Just do things, you know, get into this mediocrity. Now, come on, you got to make a difference. God has called you to make a difference. You see, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, what does the Bible say? Come on. What does the Bible say in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9? The Bible says this, you are a... Who is the chosen generation? You are a chosen generation. You know, the Bible says you are a royal priesthood. Amen. Come on, you are a New Testament priest. Praise God that we are not Old Testament priests. Because it gets a bit messy, right? Cleaning up the stuff after the sacrifices and, you know, real hard work. By the way, ministry is hard work. And you and I need to get it into our head and get it into our heart. And so you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. And the Bible says you are a holy nation. And the Bible also says you're God's special people. And what are we supposed to do? Sit back, come to church every Saturday evening and Sunday? Come on. No, we are supposed to proclaim the praises of God. Each one of us. So the call of God over each one of our lives is we are called to proclaim His praises. And so we got to understand that we are ministers. Come on, church. You know, there needs to be a move of God over us as Christians all over. And why? Because, you know, we are living in times where the Church of Jesus Christ and a lot of Christians are existing. Maybe Johor Bahru is different. But, you know, in Selangor, everybody is, a lot of them are existing. And we're not impacting. You know, we are just existing. This movement of people from congregation to congregation. But we're not reaching the lost. And so, church, I want to say this to each one of us. All of us are ministers. Amen. That means, right, all of us have a ministry and all of us must serve. Amen. And this is the call of God over each one of us. And so there needs to be change. Come on. You got to change and I got to change. Let the change begin. Amen. Each one of us needs to change. You know, if there's something that's important, listen to me. If there's something that is important, you'll find a way to do it. Amen. If it's not important, you'll find an excuse. You know, You know, if something is important, come on. You know, as you look at scripture, right, the Bible is so clear. You know, Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Jesus, and then he also said in Matthew 28, verse 19, go make disciples of all nations. And so God has called each one of us. You know, Jesus said in Mark 16, verses 17 and 18, you know, in my name, you know, these signs will follow them that, you know, these signs that will follow them that, not just them that serving the Lord full time. The Bible says these signs will follow them that believe. What are we supposed to do as believers? You know, this is the believer's anointing. We are priests. We are New Testament priests. And each one of us are supposed, we are, God has meant that each one of us minister. And you know, the Bible says, you know, and so these signs will follow them that believe. In my name, you will cast out demons. And then the Bible says, we shall lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And so ministry is for all of us. Come on. Ministry, you are a minister. Amen. You are a minister. You have a ministry. You may be an engineer this evening, but let me tell you, your engineering profession is you're earning money to support your ministry. Amen. That means, right, when you get into your place of work, you are a minister. Amen. Yes, you are working as an engineer, or you may be, you know, you're maybe a telemarketing person. Whatever it is, you are a, God has placed you there for a purpose. And so please, you know, people of God, my appeal to you, my appeal to all Christians. Amen. We need to rise up. Why? Because this is a new work that God's doing. Why? Because in the last days, it is a believer's anointing, and each one of us need, you know, each one of us needs to come before the Lord and allow God just to use us. Amen. And so, my challenge to you, come on, you got to, you know, come, you know, this evening, you know, we're going to make an altar call, you know, we'll minister to everybody here. But this evening, I want to challenge you, we've got to change. We cannot do our Christian life the way we are doing it. Amen. We got to change. Amen. We got to change. Why? Because we got to change. Why? Because, you know, why do we need to change? Because the world is heading to hell. And we sit back and allow this to happen. Why? Because this is comfortable Christianity. And we've got to deal with this. Come on, church. You know, if I'm not winning the loss, right, I really question my spirituality. Because Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Come on, I want to challenge you this evening. Amen. I want to challenge you just to rise up and be the woman that God has called you to be. Be the man that God has called you to be. Come on, be the things that, you know, we see in the early church and how they made an impact. You know, and they were just guys like you and I, simple guys, normal. But God uses, you know, God uses just normal, natural people with this for the supernatural. And you and I must expect it. Come on, church, can there be a greater expectancy in our hearts? You know, God, use me. God, you know, God, you have brought me at a time such as this. And God, if you have brought me at a time such as this, then God, I want to be who you called me to be. Can I hear an amen? Amen. You know, I want to be who you called me to be. And each one of us must understand, right, the call of God of our life. Amen. Why? Because it's so critical. You know, as pastors, right, our job is to, you know, bridge the gap between where you are and where God wants you to be. You know, I'm here this evening to bridge the gap between where we are and where God wants us to be. You know, the things that have been spoken of your life, come on, you know, you're a spirit-filled church, you know, you've had altar calls, you know, there are people that have prophesied over you guys, and yet, right, you know, we need to understand what God has spoken, and we need to do what God has spoken. You know, some of you probably do not know my background, but, you know, I was an engineer for 11 years, then quit and became a pastor. And, you know, for my wife and I, all these years, you know, the key thing was, fulfill the call. It doesn't matter. You see, friends, you know, you and I want to look for, you know, material gain. But listen, don't look for material gain. Look for obedience. Why? Because you look for obedience, everything else falls into place. Can I hear an amen? And so we need to understand there's a call of God over your life. Amen. You know, I'm not talking about a full-time call. Some of you may have a full-time call. But you and I need to understand there's a call of God, you know, over each one of our lives. And, you know, our job on earth is to fulfill that call, and that's all. You know, keep our life, keep our Christianity simple, and fulfill that call. Amen. Amen. You know, one of the things my wife and I, you know, yes, you know, there have been a lot of challenges, but amidst this, it's the call of God. You know, as you look, we're going to quickly look at Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. Amen. So please turn to your handphones. Okay, Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. But we're going to look at a few. I'm going to just give you, take a few verses. And then we're going to build some things that will help us, you know, help you, help me to fulfill the ministry that God has called us. The Bible says in Acts chapter 3, let me go up. In Acts chapter 3, verse 1, what does the Bible say? The Bible says this in Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Come on, say this with me. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. So what did they do? Peter and John, you know, they go up to the temple at the hour of prayer, not the hour of sacrifice. It's the hour of prayer. Because Jesus has already paid the price for our sins. So it was the hour of prayer. And what time was this? It was 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And then, of course, right, all of us know, we have read this portion of scripture many times before. You know, here was the first recorded. There were already miracles that had taken place in Acts chapter 2. But this Acts chapter 3 verses 1 to 10 gives the first recording of a miracle, the exact things, what happened in the miracle. But as you see this, how did this miracle start? This miracle started by Peter and John together. What were they doing? They were going to the temple. And what were they going to the temple for? It was the hour of prayer. They were going for a 3 p.m. afternoon hour of prayer. And you know, and as a result of this, you know, you see so many things happening. You know, the first thing, if you and I want to fulfill the call of our life, let me tell you this. This evening, there's going to be a power experience. You know, we're going to pray. We're going to ask the Spirit of God to move. We're going to pray for the sick. We're going to pray for whatever that needs to be prayed for. But, you know, this evening, there's also, you know, God is going to speak to people to fulfill their calling. And so how do we fulfill this calling? You know, how do we make an impact? You see, this miracle, this as a result of, some of us know, right, when the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4 came, you know, great manifestation of the power of God, presence of the Holy Spirit. And then as a result, Peter preaches the first message. And as a result of that, 3,000 people get saved. Now in Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 10, after this miracle, come on, tell the person next to you, after this miracle. You know, after this miracle, what happens? You know, Peter preaches his second message. And as a result of this second message, you know, the Bible says, right, the number of believers, you know, reached to 5,000. And so each one of us must understand the principles here. Peter and John are just like you and I. But what was the difference? How did they make such an impact? How did the early church make such an impact? The first thing was, as you look at verse 1, what does the Bible say? Peter and John went to the temple at the ninth hour. Come on, church. Principle number one that you and I need to know. And if you and I want to be an effective minister, if you and I want to fulfill our calling, we need to make priority for prayer. Can I hear an amen? Yeah. Come on, you got to make priority for prayer. Prayer must be a priority. Prayer is not something that's optional, you know, especially just when we give thanks for the food. Prayer is priority. And you and I must understand, you know, a lot of times the Lord speaks to me and says this to me, right? Son, you have not received it because you've already not prayed. And so you got to pray. You got to pray through. And if there's one thing that Pastor Rajan has taught me over these years, because we just stuck to him when we were in Bethany Baganajam, you know, in Badawad. And, you know, and one of the things was just this impartation of prayer and prayer. So you got to make prayer your priority. As you look at the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 14, how did the Pentecostal experience come? You know, on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says in Acts chapter 1 verse 14, the Bible says they were together in, you know, 120 of them praying. They were praying. And as they were praying, what happened? You know, prayer releases the supernatural intervention of God. And you and I need to pray. So church, listen, we need to pray. Amen. And you know, how do you learn to pray? Pray. You know, come on, you don't have to go to a seminar. You know, of course, it's good to go to a seminar. You can pick up principles. But you just got to pray. You got to set time aside. Why? Because prayer makes impossible possible. What does prayer do? Makes impossible possible. Prayer opens the doors of heaven. Prayer unlocks,
amen, unlocks the promises of God over our life. And each one of us, we need to pray. So don't play. Pray. Amen. You know, in September 2020, sometimes things happen in life we don't understand, right? And sometimes we won't understand. The day I was listening to a preacher, he said, you know, just listen to this. He said, how can a black cow give white milk, eat green grass and give white milk, and then we eat yellow butter? You know, I don't know about you guys, right? But I enjoy my breakfast, butter and bread. You know, we do dinner, I'll look out for a place that's roti bakar. We got a special place in USJ. Must take you guys when you come. Okay, roti bakar. Amen. So I enjoy bread and butter. But the scripture says, how can a black cow, eat green grass, give white milk, and then you eat yellow butter? And you still eat the butter, right? Yeah, because sometimes in life you don't understand why things happen. Sometimes in life you don't understand. None of us understand how, handphones work, but we use it. And so sometimes in life, circumstances happen in our life, we don't understand. But in September 2020, during COVID, we went through another major health crisis. Amen. I'm going to get my wife to share a short testimony.
I'll keep it short. Okay, in 2020, September, it was discovered that I had a pituitary tumor in my brain. It was a rather big tumor. It was a 3.5 cm, a macro tumor, and it affected my eyesight. And after going to a number of eye specialists and doctors who initially couldn't find out what was wrong, the final one, a neuro ophthalmologist, he discovered through an MRI that the tumor was so big it was pushing the nerves of the eye. And because of that, they discovered that I had a tumor that had to be removed very urgently. If it was not removed, I would have gone blind. So the process began. The whole family was in shock. And we really sought the Lord to know what to do, which surgeon to go to. And we prayed for God to lead us. And God really led us to the right surgeon and the right time. The doors just opened. Amazing things happened. I was just lying down, and in fact, the whole family came together. We prayed, we talked, and then the next day I was just lying down. I think Pastor had gone out with one of the daughters for something, and Roshan came into my room and he said, Mom, how are you? I said, just pray for me. And he prayed. And the next minute, my elder daughter, who's a doctor, called me up. And I just told him, I said, I would like to see this surgeon. He said, Mom, what do you like? I said, I feel this surgeon will be good, but I don't know how to get in touch with him. And the minute we finished praying, my elder daughter, who's a doctor, called up and said, Mom, are you ready to come in now? This surgeon, I spoke to another friend who knows him personally, and he says, bring you in now. So, things like that. So we called a pastor who was out with my third daughter, Rishara, and they came back, and I was taken into hospital. And he was just the right surgeon for the right time. And God was so good. Within 5 days, I had the surgery done, and my recovery was a medical miracle. He was totally amazed. He was amazed by the family. He kept asking me, how did you raise a family like this? Do you work? Do you do this? Do you do that? He had young children, and they were, the whole hospital room was a worship experience, when they prayed together, and he was totally amazed. He was a Hindu doctor, and I believe this whole experience touched him very much, and he had mentioned that he has never seen a patient like me, so positive and so unafraid. And even the children. But I mean, our hope and trust is in God, right? So we have nothing to fear. Whatever we go through, life and death is in God's hands. Amen? So the long and short of it, it was a medical miracle. I recovered so fast. And I have had no, everything that the doctor said might take place did not take place. So it's just a perfect healing. And I give God all the glory. Amen.
How many days after the operation did you come out of hospital?
6 days. I was discharged on my birthday.
And then did you have any headaches or did you have any...
No, okay. Okay, the doctor said 4 things you have to look for. You'll get headaches, you will get fever, you will feel dizzy, and one more thing I can't remember. But all 4 things I did not get, And it was just a very smooth recovery. So just thank God.
So where did the surgery take place?
Okay. So this, I was just telling Roshan, Papa is going to spring on me now because he's...
With wives you can do that. Especially if you're holding the mic.
Okay, the surgery was, I had to shave, the surgeon, he had to shave everything. And he cut through here, from the top to the ear, and he drilled through 4 layers of the skull. He took out layer by layer, removed the tumor, put it all back layer by layer, stitched it back, put clips, and it sounds simple, but I don't know how they do these things. Yeah, but God is good. God is so good. Amen.
Amen. Come on, God is good. Amen. But one of the things, we prayed, all of us prayed. God gave me a word, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Romans 8:29. Amen. And so, come on, if you and I want to see breakthroughs in our life, prayer must be a priority. And then as you look at this portion of scripture in Acts chapter 3 verse 1, now Peter and John, but you look at Acts chapter 3, but you and I must understand what happened in Acts chapter 1 and chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2, all of us know, right, they experienced the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And so that was the power of God manifested upon them. And so that's the second key thing that you and I need to know. So in life, we may not understand why certain things happen in life. All of us here, remember, God has called you at a time such as this. One of the things, as I was preparing for this message as well, the scripture, Isaiah 43 verses 18 and 19, the Bible says, do not remember the former things, not consider the things of old. The Bible says, I will do a new thing in your midst. Shall you not know it? I will make roads in the wilderness and I will make rivers in the desert. So please, all the past story over. Cut it off. Move on. Come on, there are great things in store for each one of us. And you and I, do not be trapped by things of the past. And so church, I want to challenge each one of us. You got to make prayer your priority. Amen. The second thing is you look at Peter and John as well. You see this. What do you see? You see, right, guys that were empowered by the Holy Spirit. And you and I, we need to come. It is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. In Acts 1:8, the Bible says, you shall receive power. What shall you receive? Power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And as we look tomorrow, it is the Holy Spirit that helps us. It is the Holy Spirit that helps us to live. It is the Holy Spirit that helps us to minister. It is the Holy Spirit that helps us to overcome the challenges in life. And so as you look at this portion of scripture, you see, right, and then, right, as he's going to the hour of prayer to pray, he meets a certain lame man. And of course, these guys, there's a conversation, as he looks at the lame man, he tells the lame man, look at me. And then, the guy looks, expecting some money. And then what does Peter do? Listen to this in Acts chapter 1 verse 6. Peter says this to him, silver and gold I have none, but what I have I give unto you for the... But in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. So I want to just leave three things with you. The first thing is you got to make prayer your priority. Come on, slap somebody in the back and say, make prayer your priority. If you can, right, pull their hair or something because, do something. Amen. The second thing that we need to do is we got to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. And so, come on, every day, right, must be an experience with the Holy Spirit. But the third thing here, what happens here? The third thing here, what does Peter say? Peter says this, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus. So the third thing that we need to know, there's power in the name of Jesus. Power where? In the name of Jesus. You see, when the Bible uses in Jesus' name, you see, you and I, why is there power in the name of Jesus? And there's power in the name of Jesus because, right, we pray the name of Jesus. And as we pray the name of Jesus, we know there's the power in the person behind that name, Jesus Christ. Amen. As you look at, as you look at scriptures, Jesus said, in my name you shall cast out demons. In Philippians chapter 2, the Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so you and I must understand the power in Jesus' name. Why? Because, so many times we go through struggles. So we go through struggles of provision. We go through struggles of infirmities. We battle infirmities. And so we need to recognize, even in ministry, we need to recognize the power in Jesus' name. When we use the name of Jesus, it doesn't mean that the service is over. Okay. That means the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is what connects the natural to the supernatural. You see, you know, the name of Jesus is what connects the natural realm to heaven. It is what connects your need to the source. God is your source. And so we need to understand the power in the name of Jesus. And after this, at the end of the service, we're going to pray in the name of Jesus. And so this really helps us in our own personal life. For us to live the Christian life, we need to recognize the power in the name of Jesus. You see, when you use the in the name of Jesus here, what is happening here? Three things happening. The first thing that is happening is you're focusing on Jesus. Please, you know, one of the scriptures that I repeat over and over again, even driving up, you know, this morning, you know, just, you know, Philippians chapter 1, 21, for me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. Our focus must be on Jesus. You know, everything else happens to take our focus off. Our focus must be in Jesus. And so when you use in Jesus' name, what happened? You're not looking at the guy that's suffering. You're not looking at the beggar. You're not looking at the paralyzed man. You are taking attention and you are not looking at yourself. You know, sometimes you and I think that we can handle situations, and that's pride. You know, you and I, we need to come before the point, come to the point to focus on Jesus. Because as you and I humble ourselves before the Lord, that's when things happen. And so here, you know, so the first thing that's happening when we use in Jesus' name, we are shifting our focus to Jesus. Please, it is all Jesus. You know, great worship today, you know, great worship, you know, it's all Jesus. You know, it's all, our whole life revolves around Jesus. If you have three goals in your life, Jesus, Jesus, and Jesus. Amen. That's all we have in life. And then finally, when God takes us home, we just want to hear Him say, well done, good and faithful servant. And that's all we have. And so when you use the name of Jesus, what happens here is you're focusing. When you use the name of Jesus, the second thing that's happening is you're praying. You're praying in Jesus' name. Because this name is above, has authority over everything else. And so everything bows down to the name of Jesus. And you and I need to understand that the name of Jesus. We are praying to the name of Jesus. And you and I want to see the power in that name. You see, it's linked to our relationship. Why? Because you and I, guess if we don't have a relationship with Jesus, you know, we are not going to see the power. And so greater spiritual intimacy, greater spiritual power. If you and I want to see power, more we surrender, more we will see the power in our lives as we exercise the name. You know, and later on, when Peter had this opportunity to preach a message, what did Peter do? What did Peter say? Look at this, in verse 16. And he says this, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see now. He has faith that comes to him. And so when you use the name of Jesus, what happened? Three things that are happening. First thing that's happening is you're focusing on Jesus. And that's all we need to have. And the second thing that's happening is you and I are praying. That means we are asking Jesus to help and we are using the authority that there is in his name. And the third thing is we got faith in his name. You see, we got to believe. You see, God operates on the principle of faith. You find me a man of faith, I will tell you, you'll find a man of prayer. If you find me a man of prayer, let me tell you, you'll find a man of faith. They both go together. And we need to believe God. And so this evening, come on, this evening I want to challenge, get the worship team up. I want to challenge each one of us today. Come on, God has brought you at a time such as this. Don't feel as though, don't just exist. Come on, life is not about existing. Life is about impacting. Come on, we want to see everyone here impacting. Life is not about, mediocrity. Life is about each one of us rising up, taking hold. You know, life is about each one of us making a difference. You know, life is about each one of us seizing the opportunity that God has given. You know, a few months ago, my wife, I did a seminar and it finished in the afternoon, finished about 4 o'clock. And so my wife and I go out for a tea. And we go to this one of the Indian restaurants. And we sit down there. And as we sit down there, there's a Chinese gentleman, about slightly younger than me, with his granddaughter sitting next to us. So, my habit, I think one of the mega church pastors said, if you can make every Christian to smile, we will win the world for Jesus. Right? If every Christian can smile, go to your place of work and smile. Be friendly. Come on, people will come to know Jesus. They want to see what's the smile. When I was working in TNV, they said, what are you smiling about? Why? Because you know, you can't contain the joy. Come on. Jesus is so wonderful. Can I hear an amen? And so as I looked at this guy, he was sitting there with his granddad. I smiled at him and he smiled back. And then, like all good Christians, we gave thanks for the food. And then as we gave thanks for the food, and then I started eating. And then he looks at me, stranger, I've never met him before. He said, "Are you a pastor?" I said, "Yes." I told him, I think you know that I'm a Christian because I just gave thanks for the food. Then I said, "How do you know I'm a pastor?" He looked at me. He said, "You look like a pastor." You look like a pastor as well. And then we started conversing. And then, you know, I asked him which church he was. He said a particular church. And then he said one of the big time guys are going to the church. And I knew he was not going to church. Because the big time guy doesn't go to the church anymore. So he caught himself. So I knew that he was not going to church. Of course, I didn't tell him you're not going to church. And then right in the course of the conversation, he looked at me and then he said, and then we started talking. Then he said, we discovered that we had a mutual friend, one friend in Australia. And he says, you know, Pastor, I'm going to call my friend in Australia. You talk to him. I said, yeah, I haven't talked to him for, I think maybe 20, 30 years. I said, yeah, I will talk to him. And he calls his friend of mine, his close friend in Canberra. And praise God, the guy answers the call. And then, right, he says, Pastor, talk to him. And so I talked to this guy. I've not met him for years. I put my phone. I say, "Hey, hi, Suresh." They say, "Hey, hi, Suresh. Good to hear you." And you know what this friend says? "Suresh, get him to church." Short conversation. Get him to church. Get him to church. Get him to church. And I said, so I just knew that, you know, this guy needs to go to church. And you know, you won't believe this. You know, you won't believe this, but in these last 6 months, you know, his life has just changed. You know, it's not that we have been spending the last 6 months interceding for him. You know, we prayed for him, but God just sovereignly, you know, ministers to him. He's seen a restoration in one of his kids that's special, slightly special. He's seen, right, you know, the family come together. He has seen, you know, estrangement from one of the children getting restored. He's on the verge of seeing a business breakthrough. You know what he tells me? He said, "Pastor, praise God for that meeting at that Indian restaurant." You know. And what did I do? What did I do? Just smiled at him. And then connected. Come on, church, listen. Each one of you is a minister. Amen. Come on, you look at Peter and John. What did Peter and John do? Peter and John were just, you know, they were just prayer was their priority. You know, prayer was their priority. Make prayer your priority. And then what were they doing? They were empowered in the Holy Spirit and fill yourself. You know, you become what you fill yourself with. You know, if you want the, you know, you got to fill yourself with the Holy Spirit. And everything that comes out of us is the work of the Holy Spirit. And then, right, you know, he exercised the power in Jesus' name. And what a change took place. Amen. And so are you ready for change? So who's going to change? See, my wife said, she always gets the right answers. You know, she always gives the right answers. Who's going to change? Come on, someone say me. Amen, me. Come on, stand up with me right now. And I want you to reach out to the Lord if you can, speak in tongues. And I want you, even this evening, just to begin to pray. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, right now. Say, "Jesus, I present myself to you, Lord. I need you. 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 Right now. Come on. You know, I want you guys to listen, a few things. I want you guys right now, lift your hands up and say, "God, you know, I want to be used by you. God, you have brought me at a time such as this. Lord, I have a ministry, and I want to minister. God, wherever I am,
You know, don't ever think you're a failure. Failure is not a person, it's an event. You know, and you and I need to just present ourselves right now and say, God, use me. Lord, use me. Use me, Lord. Use me. Use me. Right now, Lord, I pray, Father God, that even Lord today, God, for just a move of God, Lord. In the name of Jesus right now, Lord. God, I want to declare, God, that indeed, Lord, your people are a chosen generation. Amen. I want to declare, God, that your people are royal priesthood. I want to declare, God, that your people are God's special people. God, that indeed, Lord, that you are their holy nation. Lord, I want to speak that, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus over every person here. Lord. Come on, lift your hands and say, God, use me. Lord. Use me. God, I've been brought at a time such as this.
Amen.
God, I'm living at a time such as this. God, I've got neighbors around me. God, I've got people in my places of work. God, use me, Lord. Use me. Use me, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, right now, right now. Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, right now, we come against, Father God, lethargy. We come against heaviness in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray, loose your people in Jesus' name. We come against mindset. Lord, let there be a mindset of ministry in Jesus' name. A mindset of ministry. God, that indeed, Lord, that you will begin. God, that indeed, Lord, that each one of us will do the work of ministry. Oh, God, that indeed, give us a passion for the lost. Give us a passion for the lost. Give us a passion for the lost. Give us a passion to pray, Lord. Give us a passion to pray. Give us a passion to serve. Serve, 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 serve. Jesus said, I did not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. Hallelujah. Come on right now. Say, God, use me. Use me. I'm offering myself as a living sacrifice. God, use me. Use me. Use me. Use me. Use me. Hallelujah. Fill us, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, right now. Come on, look at me. Hello, everybody. Look at me. We're going to worship the Lord by welcoming the Holy Spirit. Can we do that? Is that okay? Just reach out. You know, pour yourself in desperation. You know, pour yourself upon the Spirit of God, you know, as though this is, that's all we have in life. You know, don't try to do anything. Don't try to outsmart God. God has given us the Holy Spirit to help us. He is our parakletos. He's our helper. To help whom? He's help us here. And so I want you guys to just reach out to Him and welcome Him. And then we're going to pray. Hallelujah.
And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence,
Lord.
More aware of your presence. Let us
This is our prayer. This is our cry, Lord.
Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
We're going to sing it without the music, Lord. As you cry out to God.
And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here.
Let's expect the Holy Spirit to move in our midst.
This place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord and Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Holy Spirit. Just the keyboard is playing softly. Look. Come on, every hand lifted up right now. Look. We need you. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you. Lord, we're just sick and tired of ourselves. Lord, we need you. We need you. Lord. We need you. Come on, just cry out to Him right now, wherever you are. Lord. Make this your altar. Lord. Hallelujah. You know, just need you, Lord. Just need you. Lord, we ask, Father God, even this, Lord, even this evening for a fresh filling, Lord. Fresh filling, Lord. Fresh filling. Oh, as it was in days of Pentecost, oh, Holy Spirit, we just prayed that you will come upon us. Tongues of fire. Lord, we pray, God, that even as the days of Pentecost, Lord, that you will come upon us. Father God, that indeed, Lord, the wind of the Spirit of God, Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will fill us anew, Lord. Fill us anew. Fill us anew, Lord. Fill us anew. Fill us anew. Fill us anew. Fill, 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 fill. Right now, right now, right now. Lord, it is not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, that it is, Father God, that you said we shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You said, Lord, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power. God, we speak the power of God right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, everyone lifting hands and speaking out in tongues right now. Oh, fill us, Lord, fill us. Outpouring fire of God, Lord. Hallelujah. Fire of God, Lord. Hallelujah. Makarohoba baba baba bashmadek de kada bakari. Makarondo royo bakaria 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 bakaria. Bakasuhondo yo bakaria 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 bakaria. Hallelujah. How we worship you, God. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, we're going to open the altar now, and I want you guys to just come up. You know, we're going to pray for healing together with the pastors here. You know, there's an anointing upon this place. You know, the Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. And he went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. Amen. The same anointing that was upon Jesus is also upon us this evening. Amen. And so you've got sickness. How many of you need a healing this evening? Amen. Lift your hands up. A lot of healthy people here. Nobody needs a healing. Wow, Jesus, we don't need your healing power. Come on. How many of you need a healing? Come on, back problems. Our back problems, you know. You know, migraine, you know, I see migraine. Come on, God wants to touch you even this evening. You know, some of us, you know, are struggling, you know, joints, legs, knees. Come on, God wants to touch. Remember, it is not the person who prays for you, it is the person you're praying to. Amen. And so we need to understand that principle. Hallelujah. Can we do that right now? Come on, get out of your chairs. Come in. If you need a prophetic word, you know, God's also speaking to me about decisions. Some of you need to make some major decisions. And God wants to give you a word. Come on, just step out. And so we're going to, right now, as Crystalline leads us in worship, you know, I want you just to get out of your chairs, quickly come out. Amen. Can you do that? I'm waiting for all of you. Come on.
Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone, every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord,
a problem with your sleep at night. Answer yourself right now. Right now. Sleepless nights. You know, some people have got all kinds of sleep problems. Let's pray for this in the name of Jesus right now. We pray, Father God, indeed, Lord, for
Amen.
God, we just pray for good sleep. Lord, you said, Lord, that you give your saints good sleep, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, every form of sleeplessness, we come against insomnia in Jesus' name. We root it out, curse it, rebuke it. And in Jesus' name, let the healing anointing just flow. And Lord, I pray, Father God, I declare over your people good sleep. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Okay, there's a lot of us here this evening concerned about our kids. You know, sometimes we are fervent for the Lord, and yet our kids are not so fervent. Come on, we're going to ask God for a miracle in families. Amen. Come on, if you've got a family need, just lift up your hands right now. Amen. Come on, let's pray for families. 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 Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus right now. Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus right now, we speak over every family.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus right now, God, every form of division in Jesus' name, every form of misunderstanding, we rebuke it in Jesus' name. God, we know, Lord, that you are the God of the family.
Yes.
And God, what you have joined together, let no man divide. And Lord, we speak, Father God, for restoration.
Amen.
We speak unity. We speak the peace of God. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that even today, God, for God, that indeed, Lord, that you bless every family right now, Lord. We seal them with the blood of Jesus. We seal them with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. God, you are the God of family. And we speak, God, that you prosper every family here. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Okay, we'll pray for everyone, and then we will take time to minister to each person. Can we do that? Amen. Please, if you're standing there, if you need any ministry, it'll be our privilege to pray for you. Let every hand go. As we reach out to the Lord, lift up your hands to the Lord.
Come on, one of the things, the Lord, I see these words, breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. God has brought you at a time such as this, breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. Do not remember the former things, but consider the things of old. Come on, kick out the things in the... No, don't focus on what's happened. Focus on what God has called you for. And be the person that God has called you for. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I declare over each one of us that the plans that God has for you are good plans to give you a future and hope. Come on, good plans, good plans, good plans for you. Good plans for your family. Good plans for us as a church. Good plans, good plans, good plans. I nullify, I bring every other thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. And I pray, Father God, that even today, for the favor of God. Come on, the favor of God over everyone. Lord, even right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, the favor of God, the favor of God. Amen. God, that you'll open the windows of heaven. The favor of God. God, that you will not withhold any good thing from us. The favor of God. God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly. The favor of God. God, that with you all things are possible. The favor of God. Listen, I want to say this. You know, some of us are so bogged down by our problem and our worry. You know, this... It's as impossible. There is no such thing as impossible. Amen. All things are possible with God. All things, come on, give me an amen. All things are possible with God. God is able to handle your problem. God is able to heal. God is able to bring restoration. God is able to bless you. God is able to provide for your finances. Do not look at the resource. Look at the source. He is your source. Oh, and in Jesus' name, the name that is above every other name, I rebuke every infirmity. In Jesus' name, I rebuke it. I command it to get out in Jesus' name and leave. In the name of Jesus, I come against every oppression. I break every oppression in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I speak over every family. Oh God, we understand that the name of Jesus is above every other name, that everything submits to the name of Jesus. And in Jesus' name, Lord, I speak over every family. I speak unity. I speak provision. I speak restoration. God, that indeed, Lord, I speak, I rebuke divorce, I rebuke separation in Jesus' name. And God, I speak restoration. Amen. In Jesus' name. God, I speak promotion, Lord, over your people this evening. Promotion, God, that you will prosper them, that they may be in good health, even as your soul prospers. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Oh, the name that is above every other name. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. God, in Jesus' name. Oh God, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And I declare that. Oh, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Come on, His name is Jesus. Come on, His name is Jesus. Come on, right now, call upon that name right now. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Come on, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, oh, we call upon that name. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We adore you. And God, in the name of Jesus, let your name alone be glorified. Amen. Right now, come on, lift your hands and say, God, I present my life to you. Jesus, my life for you. Everything for you. For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. And that's all we have. And in the name of Jesus, I speak a blessing of every person here. I thank you in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, Amen. Amen.